In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
We have four games to go in the Cleveland Browns season. Four games to go. Then it's decision time on a lot of things. And that might even be the coach deciding whether he wants to be back. You never know. Contracts are in place, but you never know. Welcome. I'm Jeff Phelps. This would be the I haven't shaved since Saturday look, Andy Baskin.
It's yesterday.
Oh, aren't you just Grizzly Adams?
Look, Jeff, there are things in my life that used to be easy. Nothing is easy now. Opening doors, combing my hair, dude wipes, all that kind of stuff. A little bit crazy.
Okay.
Just being honest. Supposed to have a doctor's appointment today. We'll see. Get an update.
Didn't mean to take you there. Sorry.
Well, you're bringing me there, and it's kind of hard.
Functions.
Trying to walk through doors.
Didn't need to know.
Anyone in the Crack Shoulder Club, come on, join on.
What's going on today?
Hey, you tell me. I'll tell you. How's that?
Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 10:55.
Okay, that sounds good.
Daryl Ryder is at 12:40. Daryl joined us yesterday. He's coming back for more.
Can we do Chris Rose, too?
1 o'clock.
All right, sounds good.
How about that? And then, depending on how things flow, in the 11:20 or the 12:20 portions of the show, got something that we're going to do with Shadur. And we're going to hear from Shadur Sanders, by the way, in the noon hour. So get ready for that.
Yeah.
But it's this. I just want to keep everybody calm and level-headed about Shadur.
What does that mean?
It means I don't want people to like throw so many expectations on him that it becomes a bad thing in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, I'm waiting for clarity on that, but I understand what.
Yeah, I know you are, and it will involve a little Cleveland Brown rookie quarterback history.
Oh, that I'm sure that's not very good.
You'll enjoy it.
Trying to think,
you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We had one of our favorite dudes on the show yesterday, and that's Mike Martz, the former offensive guru of the St. Louis Rams and the greatest show on turf, and. Mike has told us numerous times how highly he thinks of Kevin Stefanski as a football coach.
Sure.
And here's what he told us yesterday when we talked about Kevin Stefanski with Mike Martz.
He's good in so many areas. I just love his demeanor. He's calm. He's nothing is off the cuff. Everything is really thought through well. His guys are very well schooled in the details of the game. I think he's a very disciplined guy. It provides good leadership. He's got to make sure he gets what he needs to win.
The last part was interesting, wasn't it? That sounded like a coach.
Yeah, he just needs what he needs to win. Is that what the exact line was?
Yeah, that was what he said. Understandably so. And, you know, he likes his demeanor. A lot of people don't like Kevin's demeanor. You know, a lot of people want Dan Campbell. I love Dan Campbell. I think that's great. I also like Mike Tomlin's demeanor. You know, Mike Tomlin's seems very calm on the sideline, but very forceful. You know,
I think he's intense. I think
Tomlin.
Tomlin's intense. Yeah,
I think so. But he always comes he's off as calm to me.
Well, it's a. I mean,
don't you think he comes off as calm?
He has an intimidating. I don't want to say it's just there's something about
he's going to take no you know what from anybody.
He is the head coach. Like there's no question.
Right.
And when he says something, it's going to get done. And when people look at him, they're like, that's what the boss wants. That's what the boss is going to get. He's the boss. That's why I think I don't know. He something about Tomlin commands respect.
I think that's true.
And when
true.
You win, that happens.
And I think, you know, every coach has a different way about him. And that's OK, I think. You know, there are a lot of different ways you can do this thing. But here's a guy who we respect anyway as a football coach, Mike Martz, and he thinks very highly of Kevin Stefanski. Now, yesterday in the afternoon show, the boys had Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated on the show, and they asked Albert about coming up the end of the season and what might happen and blah, 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 and about will Kevin be here? Will it be Kevin's choice about being here? And Albert gave, listen closely here, because Albert had some interesting things to say about this whole thing.
I think he likes the people that he works with. I think, this is just my opinion, I think he likes working with the Haslams. I think he's got a good working relationship with them. I think, you know, obviously he and Andrew Berry have a good rapport. I just think so much has happened in the last 6 years. I think it is fair to ask that question, is like, is this the right mix to go forward with?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Based on like the history that everybody has together, the chance that that core of players had of really competing at the highest level was completely undermined, right? So that's your history right now. So how do you come out of that? That doesn't mean like the people can't work together or there aren't good people. But I think when that's your history, your working history with someone, like it can be a little bit difficult to come out of that. So I think that's something that everybody's going to have to evaluate at the end of the year.
That's interesting. Everybody's going to have to evaluate at the end of the year. And I think the general thinking, Andy, has been, okay, will Kevin survive? Albert Breer sheds a little light on, will Kevin want to survive?
That's a good point. If I was Kevin, now is probably a good time to want to get out. Doesn't that make sense? Look, you have an owner that said swing and a miss in the beginning. You had a general manager that didn't have 3 first-round picks. You are sitting in a situation where
and other picks.
I mean, your offensive line is a train wreck right now due to injury. Your wide receiving core is pretty much non-existent compared to other wide receiving cores across the NFL.
Been relatively ignored compared to many.
Yeah, you have a good running back and good tight ends, and that's all you have on offense.
Hopefully two good running backs.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully two good. I'll give you that. I just think that, you know, if Kevin walks now, nothing looks like it's really his fault. He had good defense, and, you know, every week, one phase of the game lets him down. At least one phase of the game has let him down in every one of these losses. There just isn't. If it's time for him to go, it's easy to look at Cleveland and go, man, you know, no one can coach in Cleveland, so let's give Kevin a shot here. Let's see if we give him a little bit more talent. if he can have the opportunity to win. I know people, like, social media hates us because we actually respect Kevin. I think there are two different Kevins. I think there is Kevin that we hear in press conference, and I think there is one-on-one behind the scenes Kevin that is a good coach. I think his players still respect him. He doesn't have to go around being, you know, a bite your kneecap kind of guy. That's not who he is, and I think he understands.
Which is just okay, because there are different ways of doing this.
Yeah, I just think Kevin is more methodical in his approach. Do I agree with everything he does? No, absolutely not. No, I
agree with
that. The Nick Chubb stuff drove me crazy, why he wasn't on the field. And I absolutely 100% disagree with taking your quarterback off the field for that last two-point conversion. I just don't see any. I don't see the ultimate value. Even worst-case scenario, leave your quarterback on the field because he's your quarterback. Once you take your quarterback off the field, defenses start to salivate knowing that they have someone running the show that probably shouldn't be running the show. Even if he was a decoy on that play, I just don't understand why you would take, and I don't care what the guy's last name is, why you take your quarterback off the field in the most important play of the game makes no sense to me at all. All that said, I still think Kevin's a good coach. And when those trick plays work, he's a genius. When they don't, he looks like an idiot.
After the 2023 season, Andrew Berry and Kevin signed those contract extensions.
Mm-hmm.
But the terms and of the extension, mainly the length, never announced. So, wonder what it was. They had one more year to go, so this would be the first year of the extension.
Right.
Were the extensions 2 years, 3 years? You know, is there walking away money? The thought of Kevin walking away from a contract doesn't make much sense to me. Afternoon guys said something about trading the coach. I'm sure a lot of people would love to see Kevin get traded to another team. But I'm sure other teams would probably
do that. Get, what do you get?
A draft pick.
What round?
Draft compensation.
What round?
I don't know. But I haven't given it any thought. I just know that they mentioned it. It's been done before. And I'm real curious to see how this thing plays out. And I would hope that he would want to be back, because I think the guy can coach. We also know, and you don't survive. I don't care what the owner said about big swing and miss. I don't even care about marching orders. You know, I think that's been critical. But things change. And if regimes don't survive 3-14 and 3-10, and let's just say they win two of the last four games, that's 5-12. Regimes don't survive 3-14 and 5-12.
Unless they're in Cleveland.
Well, the only one that's done that is Hugh.
Hugh. Yeah.
That's the only one.
But that's a precedent. Well, they did that with you.
Except they've blown up guys since. Greg Williams went, 5-3? They blew him up.
Because they didn't want him to be the head coach.
Right.
Right guy at the right time. They're in a great, if they wanted to blow Kevin up now, they'd be in a Greg Williams situation, right? And by the way, there are plenty of people that would say, Jim Schwartz has done a great job with this defense. Man, it helps when you have Myles Garrett, doesn't it?
You'd be banking on Jim Schwartz then becoming a better coach than he was the first time around.
Sure, which, by the way, I think happens a lot more often than we think.
I think that's true. Very true.
It's what you don't know.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.